Japan faces another challenge. This one is climate-related and shared with any nation with a coastline: rising sea levels. A new report released this week projects that global warming will cause sea levels to rise from 3 to 5 feet over the next 90 years. That would inundate many coastal regions around the globe. The report says that much of the increase is going to come from melting ice in the Arctic and Greenland. The World's Daniel Grossman recently traveled to Greenland, where scientists and others are trying to get a handle on the pace of change.
Two NASA pilots peer through the windshield of a 4-engine turboprop flying low and slow over Greenland's glistening ice sheet. This Orion P-3 was built to ferret out Soviet subs during the Cold War. Now it's searching for a new threat: melting ice near the Earth's poles.
We've spent the day sampling areas around Jakobshavn Glacier, which is one of the fastest flowing glaciers in the world.
That's Laura Koenig, a glaciologist with NASA.
We are measuring the height of the ice sheet and the base of the ice sheet. We're looking at ice thickness.
Climate scientists need accurate measurements of the changing thickness of the Greenland ice sheet in order to know how quickly it's responding to global warming. Until 2 years ago, a NASA satellite known as ICESat made billions of measurements of the ice here and in Antarctica. Back on the ground, Koenig says the satellite provided crucial data.
What we've seen is that the ice sheet is losing ice, which then relates to a rise in sea level.
That's sea level around the world, not just here in the north. ICESat was a key part of NASA's climate research toolkit, but the satellite failed in 2009, so the old Orion P-3 plane was drafted to help fill the gap in a project called Operation Icebridge. The Greenland ice sheet is huge. If completely melted, its ice would raise global sea level by about 23 feet. No one expects that to happen in the foreseeable future, but the data collected by ICESat, Operation Icebridge, and other projects have shown that the Greenland ice sheet is melting at an increasing rate.
If you work on glaciers, you get a lot of jokes about the glacial pace of things, and people think about that as being slow. Glaciologists don't think about change as slow anymore.
Mark Fahnestock is a University of New Hampshire glaciologist who studies the Jakobshavn Glacier from the ground. In the late 1990s, Fahnestock says, the Jakobshavn Glacier suddenly doubled its speed. Now each year it releases about 10 cubic miles of ice.
You get these icebergs that are about a kilometer thick and maybe 400 meters wide, and they flip on their sides. And it sounds like 50 freight trains all just moving at the same time.
A colleague of Fahnestock made this recording of the sound. He says so many icebergs crash into the ocean that the edge of the ice sheet there has thinned like a deflated air mattress. And he says the same thing is happening to glaciers all over Greenland.
The retreats now are very dramatic.
Earlier this week, a team of scientists from the 8 Arctic countries released a comprehensive study of the region. It shows that the change isn't limited to Greenland. The entire northern part of the world, from Alaska to Siberia, is warming and changing far faster than scientists had predicted just a few years ago. But to paraphrase Bob Dylan, you don't need a glaciologist to know which way the ice flows. Adam Liebert is a native Inuit guide who's lived all of his 49 years here in Greenland. Today he's bringing tourists to the edge of the ice sheet near the village of Kangerlussuaq.
We tell tourists that this is the cleanest air you can inhale on Earth.
And there's a lot of awestruck faces as the group looks out over the landscape of black, white, and blue ice. But recently, Liebert has noticed some weird changes in the landscape he thought he knew so well, like a 100-foot-high mound of smelly gray mud.
When we walk around, we have a smell like a pig farm. For us, it's a new experience in ice cap.
Liebert says it seems the ground beneath the ice sheet was melting, releasing partly decomposed organic matter. And he's noticed other changes, like more frequent ice quakes, shaking caused when the ice sheet lurches. What this might mean for the future, Liebert can't guess. But NASA's airborne scientists hope their flights over Greenland will help better predict the future here at the edge of the ice sheet and beyond. For the world, this is Daniel Grossman, Kangaloosewak, Greenland.